26 years old when I first booked and bought a plane ticket for myself. Some of you are like, you go, 26-year-old girl. And some of you are like, oh, travel, developmental delays. I have to admit, I think it was a bit of a failure to launch. And this was partly because the wedding in Canada that I was going to attend was 2 weeks before the flight that I had booked and bought. So I rebooked and I rebought a flight. And on the day of that departure, I was headed to the airport terminal at dawn from my Econo parking spot at the Comfort Inn. And I realized that I didn't have my ID. And I realized I didn't know where my ID was. I did not get on that flight. I did make it to the Canadian wedding eventually, and I proceeded to book and buy plenty of plane tickets successfully for myself and other people. And yet prior to that 26-year-old milestone, my dad had been my travel agent. And this was not because he had to or because I couldn't, but he was really good at it. My family loves logistics. So for an earlier trip, my sister and I were gonna head home from college for Thanksgiving, and my travel agent dad booked for us something that you Alaska Air loyalists might know or remember as a companion flight. And this is a really good deal, my dad said. It also required that to board the plane, your companion was literally there with you. No companion, no flight, said my dad. Got it. Okay. So the time arrived for our trip, and we commenced the logistical plan, which was my sister was at school in Pasadena, and she was to get to the airport in Burbank, and I was at school at UC Santa Barbara, and I was to board the Amtrak Surfliner and take the train to the airport in Burbank, where as companions, we would board our flight. I made it to the train station. I was there, and it was early, and my parents call me, and they say, are you at the train station? And I say, yes. And they say, is a train there? And I say, yes. And they say, why aren't you on it? And I say, the doors are closed. No one's here. And they are confused by this. And I am confused, because at that moment, there's some mechanical sounds. The train is leaving. And I say, oh, no. And my parents say, what is happening? And I say, the train, it's leaving. And they say, well, get on it. And I say, I can't. And they said, why not? I said, the doors, they never opened. And at this point, they're shrieking. And I would have been shrieking, except a car careens into the train station. And this is UC Santa Barbara, circa 2004. So it is a brand new white Honda Civic. And there's a girl driving. She rolls the window down. And in the passenger seat is her boyfriend and a giant teddy bear. And she says to me, did the train leave? And I say, the train left. And she says, the train takes 9 minutes to get downtown. I can make it in 7. Get it! I remember, this is pre-speakerphone era, my parents are still shrieking on the phone, and now they're shrieking, get in the car! So, I try to get in, but of course it's a two-door Honda Civic, so the boyfriend and the teddy bear, they have to get out, and then I have my duffel bag, and we do get in, and we cruise, and apparently we cruise for less than 9 minutes, because we coast into the train station just as a Surfliner is sailing in to downtown Santa Barbara, and I get on the train, and the boyfriend gets on the train, and the giant teddy bear gets on the train, and I make it to the Burbank Airport, and my companion and I, we fly on our fare home for Thanksgiving. And that was the beginning of my unending reputation in our family as being totally travel deficient. So with that, I have grown, and I still reflect, like, even in recent years, about that white Honda Civic driver. Just recently, my husband and our two children, under the age of 5, we were leaving McCall in a snowstorm at 8:45 a.m. for a flight that left Boise at 11:30 a.m. And we got to Donnelly, and I said to my husband, "Hey, will you pull over? Can I drive? I'm going to be car sick," which was not untrue. And yet I could see that while my husband didn't believe we wouldn't make it, he also didn't believe that we could. And I have wrecked a car thinking I would make an exit when I couldn't. But what I learned from that white Honda Civic driver was to believe that we could make it. The wheel, and I drove lawfully and safely, and we got on that bike. So we can do it. We could do it. Safe travels.